So starting lineups being announced on the floor first for the South Central Cougars. They will start Aiden Hoover at a guard. He is a 5'9 freshman. Eli Heathstand is at a guard. He is a 5'9 sophomore. Weston Nielsen is at a guard. He is a 6-foot junior. Hudson Moore is at a guard. He is a 6-foot senior. And Brock Severus is at a forward. He is a 6'2 sophomore for the Cougars, who are coached by Landon Zerlini. He is assisted by Trevor Markley and Ian Fox. So the starting five getting ready to be announced on the floor for Ramsey, as they will start Jacob Cox, a sophomore, at a guard. Blaine McCoskey is at a guard. He is a senior. Max Rice is at a guard. He is a sophomore. Hudson Short is at a guard. He is a sophomore. And Mason Stewie is at a guard. He is a junior for the Rams. Rams are coached by Jeff Babb, and he is assisted by Will Hayes and Gunnar Finley. So it's Aiden Hoover, Eli Heathen, Hudson Moore, Brock Segrist, and Weston Nielsen starting for the Cougars. And for the Rams, it is Jacob Cox, Bladen McCloskey, Max Wright, Hudson Short, and Mason Suey. Rams are in their home whites, trimmed in black and orange, and the Cougars are in their road navies, trimmed in gray and white. We are just about set for tip-off here between the Cougars and the Rams. Both teams getting some last-minute instructions. As the Cougars break their huddle first, Rams shortly to follow. And for the Cougars, it looks like it will be the 6'2 Brock Segrist set to jump with the Rams' Bladen McCloskey. Referee is at center court, as he is ready for the tip. The ball is up. It is tipped in the air and come down with by Hudson Moore. Hudson Moore with the ball. Dribbles around the perimeter. Now gets it to the freshman, Aiden Hoover. Hoover back to Hudson Moore at the right wing. Moore gets it down and it to Weston Nielsen. Moore now uses a screen from Nielsen, trying to get it into the corner, but it's nearly tipped away, but knocked out of bounds by Bladen McCloskey. So the possession will stick with South Central. Set to take it out is Eli Heathen, and he gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover slowly walks up the floor for South Central. Man-to-man defense being played by the Rams. Right wing, this is Weston Nielsen, fires a long three, no good. Rebound hauled in by Hudson Moore. Moore dribbles at the right wing, now gets it to Heathen. Heathen back to Nielsen, back to Heathen. Heathen at the top of the key. Looked at the three, didn't take it, now gets it right wing for Hudson Moore. Moore looking to drive inside, picks up at the volleyball line, and we have a whistle and a travel as Hudson Moore kind of came down awkwardly, grabbing at his left ankle, comes up limping a little bit. They turn over on the Cougars there first, but Hudson Moore looks, can't tell if he's trying to walk it off, but looks like he's going to be going to the bench with this injury, and that's going to bring in Draven Gillespie as a substitution. Gillespie, a 5'10 sophomore guard, and the Cougars will pick up man-to-man, full court. McCloskey inbounds it to Max Rice. Rice moving up the left sideline, back to McCloskey. McCloskey now gets it at half court for the Rams, and he throws it out of bounds. Hudson Short, the intended target, but it goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Rams, their first. No score here with 7:10 left to go in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense being played by the Rams as Aiden Hoover slowly walks up the floor, gets across the timeline. As Hoover trying to get into the lane, but he's whistled and fouled. And I believe they're going to get Hudson Short for the reach. So foul's going to go on Hudson Short. That's his first, team first. And set to take it out on the left sideline is going to be Eli Heathand. Heathand inbounds it to Aiden Hoover. Hoover walks up the floor for South Central. Gets it left wing for Gillespie. Draven Gillespie hounded, comes off a screen by Segrist. Now gets it back to Hoover. Hoover looking to drive right. Picks up his dribble, now gets it left wing for Nielsen. Nielsen fires a long three and got it. Three-pointer from Weston Nielsen. And the Cougars take the lead 3-0 with 6:38 left to go in the first quarter. Max Rice gets it in the hands of Mason Suey. Suey now back to Rice. Rice dribbles it around the perimeter, gets it to Jacob Cox. Cox guarded tightly by Hoover. Now switched on to by Gillespie. Looking to drive baseline, but he's cut off by Nielsen. Puts up a shot in the lane, no good. He is whistled and fouled. and Jacob Cox will go to the line for two free throws. That foul's going to go on Weston Nielsen, his first personal team number one. And that will send sophomore Jacob Cox to the line for two free throws. First free throw attempt on the way is up. No good. Missed it left side. 3-0 our score. South Central with a lead with 6:21 left to go in the first quarter. Looks like Hudson Moore's getting taped there on his left ankle. As he second free throw's up, no good. Rebound hauled in by Nielsen. Nielsen gets it to he stands. Now in the hands of Aiden Hoover. Hoover walks up the floor for the Cougars and gets across half court. In the hands of Nielsen, now back to Hoover, over now to Draven Gillespie. Gillespie, top of the key to Nielsen, who fires a three and got it. Three-pointer for Weston Nielsen as he's shooting two of three from beyond the arc. Now on the other side for the Rams, this is Jacob Cox. Looking to drive inside, tips it out to McCloskey. McCloskey fires right wing three, and that one's nothing but net. Three-pointer from Blake McCloskey, and the Rams are on the board. They trail by three. 6-3 our score with 5:40 left to go in the first quarter. Hoover sets up the offense for South Central. Hand off to Weston Nielsen. Nielsen comes off the screen, now gets it to Draven Gillespie. Gillespie looking to drive left. Now gets it back to Nielsen. Nielsen has the hot hand for South Central. Gets it down now to Segrist. Segrist kicks it out to Gillespie. Now Gillespie trying to drive baseline. Cut off by McCloskey as we have a whistle and a travel. Can be a turnover on the Cougars there second. A couple substitutions as Waylon Williams and Tegan Snyder will check in. Hudson Short and I believe Mason Sue will take a seat. So the ball is inbounded to Snyder. Snyder nearly gets away with a travel, able to keep the possession alive and gets it across half court to Williams, who fires a long three of his own, no good. And the rebound is pulled in by Aiden Hoover. We have a whistle and a jump ball, and the possession error will favor Ramsey. 6-3 our score with 5:06 left to go in the quarter. Keegan Snyder set to take it out. And he gets it down low to Cox. Cox backs it out back to the perimeter. Guarded tightly by Segrist. Now in the hands of Keegan Snyder. Snyder guarded tightly by Segrist now. Back to Cox. Cox drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound hauled in by Draven Gillespie. Aiden Hoover with it as he slowly walks up the floor for the Cougars. Hoover across half court, guarded tightly by Keegan Snyder. Snyder picks up his dribble and gets in the corner to Heaston. Heaston down low to Segrist. Segrist back out to Heaston. Heaston drives inside, and he picks up his pivot foot. That's going to be a whistle and a travel. Turnover on South Central there, third. They still lead by three. 6-3 our score with 4:27 left to go in the first quarter. Ball is inbounded to Max Rice. Rice trying to get a pass down low to Waylon Williams. And that's going to go right through his hands. Turnover on the Rams, their second. Hudson Moore checks back in for South Central. And Aiden Hoover will take a seat. 6-3 our score. As Draven Gillespie walks up the floor for the Cougars, gets him in the corner to Heaston. Heaston comes off the screen from Segrist, fires a three up, no good, and the rebound is hauled in by McCloskey. McCloskey looking to go coast to coast. Hop steps in the lane, puts up a shot, and it gets the friendly roll as Blaine McCloskey gets the bucket. As we have a whistle and a timeout taken by South Central, it is a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 as well on WKRV.
Sure, we could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
So coming out of the timeout, South Central has the ball as they lead 6-5 with 4:04 left to go in the first quarter. Ball is inbounded to Weston Nielsen as he walks up the floor for the Cougars. Nielsen guarded tightly by Keegan Snyder. Gets it in the corner for Heathen. Heathen comes off the screen. Now gets it in the left corner for Hudson Moore for three, and that one's up and good. Three-pointer from Hudson Moore, his first points of the night. And the Cougars out on the lead. It's 9-5. Looking to drive inside is Max Rice. He puts up a floater in the lane, and that one falls to cut the lead down to 2. 9-7. 9-7 our score for South Central as Nielsen's going to fire a three from the left wing. That one misses short, and the rebound pulled in by Rice. Rice has his pass tipped and nearly stolen, but it tipped right back to him. He finds Keegan Schneider down low, no good, and the rebound is pulled in by Jeremy Gillespie. Zerlini tells the Cougars to slow down as the ball's across the timeline to Heathen. Heathen drives at the left elbow, trying to get the pass away, and he has it stolen by Max Rice. Turnover on the Cougars, they're fourth. Rice trying to dump it down low to Waylon Williams. That one's stolen away by Nielsen. Nielsen looking to go coast to coast. Pulls up from the left wing. Got it. Three-pointer from Weston Nielsen as he's got 9 of the 12 for South Central. Cox looking to answer on the other end. That three's up, no good. And Weston Nielsen pulls down the rebound. 2:42 left to go in the quarter. Gillespie has it stripped away. Stolen by Waylon Williams. Turnover on the Cougars. They're fifth. Now in the corner. This is Keegan Schneider. Schneider gets it to McCloskey. McCloskey cross-court pass to Max Rice for three. That one missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. And the possession will favor South Central. 12-7, the lead is 5 for the Cougars. A couple substitutions as Williams and Rice will take a seat, and Short and three will return to the floor for the Rams. Aiden Hoover checks back in as Heathen will take a seat. Stops the key. This is Seagrass. Seagrass gets it in the corner for Hudson Moore. Looked at the three, didn't take it. Now back to Heathen. Over now to Aiden Hoover. Hoover drives baseline, puts up a shot, but it's blocked by the Rams. They're going to say it went out of bounds. Last touch by Mason Suey. As Suey made a nice play to block Aiden Hoover's layup. But Hoover set to take it out on the baseline. Inbounds it to Seagrass. Seagrass puts up a shot on the right. Elbow and hit. Basket by Brock Seagrass. His first 2 points. And the Cougars lead by 7. 14-7. We have a turnover on the other end as they're going to get Hudson Short for a travel. Turnover on the Rams. They're fourth. 1:55 left to go in this first quarter. South Central leads 14-7. Ball is inbounded to Hoover. Aiden Hoover walks up the floor. Gets it across the timeline to Nielsen. Nielsen back to Hoover at the volleyball line. He's guarded tightly by Keegan Schneider, who strips him. And we have a whistle and a foul. That foul, I think, is going to go on Aiden Hoover, his first. Have a tough break for Hoover, as Schneider lost his footing whenever he stripped him. And they're going to get Hoover for the block. Maybe the second team foul for South Central. McCloskey set to inbound on the left sideline. Ball is inbounded to Mason Suey. Suey comes off a screen from Schneider. Goes around the volleyball line. Gets it in the corner for Jacob Cox. Cox guarded tightly by Hudson Moore. Cox puts a double team, puts up a shot in the lane, up no good. Rebound tips around and hold in by Brock Seagrass. Seagrass gets it to Aiden Hoover. Hoover across the timeline for South Central, who leads by 7. Nearly stolen away, but South Central maintains the possession in the corner for Gillespie. We have a whistle and a foul, and they're going to put that foul on South Central. Happened away from the ball. Hard to tell who they got it on, but I think it's going to go on Aiden Hoover, his second. So Eli Heathen checks in, and Aiden Hoover will take a seat. Kofsky sets the inbound on the right sideline. Gets the pass in to Short. Short to Schneider. Schneider looking to drive inside. Puts the shot. The lane in here. Keegan Schneider with a layup. And the Cougars, excuse me, the Rams cut into the deficit. It's 14-9. Nielsen with the ball. Gets across half court. Gets it in the corner for Heathen. Heathen looking to drive to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Pounded down by Jacob Cox and gets it back to Nielsen. Nielsen fires a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound tipped around, hauled in by Seagrass. Seagrass Kicks it back out to Gillespie. Excuse me, Heason, rather. Heason fires a three from the right elbow, no good. And the rebound tips out of bounds, and it will stay with South Central. 14-9. South Central with a five-point lead as we have a substitution, as Isaac Guerrettas will check in, and Draven Gillespie will take a seat. 35.6 seconds left to go in the first quarter. South Central leads 14-9. Ball is inbounded to Nielsen. Nielsen gets it to Moore. Left wide open at the left wing. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Blade McCloskey. McCloskey skip pass is nearly stolen away, hauled in by Jacob Cox. Over pump fake in the lane and hit. Basket by Jacob Cox as the lead has been trimmed down to 3-4 South Central, 14-11. Cougars looking to hold for the final shot. Ethan has it at the left wing. Ethan drives baseline, puts up a shot in the lane. Missed it, but he is whistled and fouled. And he will go to the line for two. Foul's going to go on Blade McCloskey. It's going to be his first personal. Team number one. 9.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Eli Heaston at the line. First free throw attempt on the way is up and good. Free throw by Eli Heaston makes it a four-point lead, 15-11, with 5.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Second free throw attempt from Heaston is up and good. So he's 2-for-2 at the line, and the lead is extended to 5-16-11. Get past now to Hudson Short. Short fires a three. That's no good. And the rebound is held in by Guerrettas. Guerrettas gets it to Nielsen, who fires a three-quarter court shot, but that is hit by the Raptors. No good. And that is how the first quarter will come to an end. 16-11, the South Central Cougars with a five-point lead after one quarter of play. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
You're never too young to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Ty Bates from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs, no matter what stage of life you're in. Pekin Life Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance Agency at 618-283-4200 and let's find a plan designed just for you.
16-11, the South Central Cougars with a five-point lead as we start the second quarter. Rams will have Max Rice, Blade McCloskey, Waylon Williams, Hudson Short, and Nathan Stewie to start. And for the Cougars, it'll be Hudson Moore, Brock Segrist, Eli Heesand, Isaac Guerrettas, and Weston Nielsen. As Nielsen fires a three from the left wing, and that one is good. Weston Nielsen, hand in his face, 3 feet behind the line, doesn't matter, as the Cougars with a 19-point lead. Now, pass is stolen away by the Cougars. Turnover on the Rams, their fifth. This is Heesand with it at the top of the key, fires a three after a side dribble. That one is good. Three-pointer from Eli Heesand. Cougars lead by 11, 22-11. Right corner, this is a three from Waylon Williams. That's no good. And the rebound is pulled in by Heesand. Across the timeline now, it's Hudson Moore. Moore guarded tightly by Short. Drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane, misses, but he is whistled and fouled. So Hudson Moore will go to the line for two. 22-11, South Central with an 11-point lead. 7:09 left to go in the first half. Moore with 3 points so far tonight. But he's at the line looking to add to his total. First free throw attempt on the way. It is up. And good. Got the friendly bounce. As the Cougars now lead by 12, 23-11. Moore ready with his second free throw attempt. It is up. And good. 2-for-2 at the line is Hudson Moore. And the Cougars with their largest lead. It is a 13-point, 24-11 lead. With the ball is Mason Suey. Suey comes off a screen from Hudson Short, trying to dump it down to Short, trying to fit it in between two Cougars, but we have a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will favor the Rams. Hudson Moore will take a seat, and Draven Gillespie will check back in for Landon Zerlini. 6:57 left to go in the first half. South Central with a 24-11 lead. Ball is inbounded to Max Rice. Rice gets it to Williams. Williams fires the top of the key. Three, no good. And the rebound is tipped around and hauled in by McCloskey. McCloskey back to Rice. Rice left wing three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by South Central. Weston Nielsen gets across half court. Looking to drive inside. Pulls up on the free throw line. It's good. Weston Nielsen, have yourself a half as he's got 14 to lead all scores. 26-11 our score. Top of the key, this is McCloskey. McCloskey drives left, puts up a shot in the lane, no good, but he is whistled and fouled. So Blaine McCloskey will go to the line for the first time tonight. That foul on South Central is going to go on Eli Heathand. His first personal team first of the quarter. As the first free throw on the way is up. And no good, missed it left side. 26-11, South Central with a 15-point lead. 6:28 left to go until halftime. McCloskey second free throw attempt on the way. Up. No good, missed both sides, but we have a whistle and a lane violation. I believe that's going to be a lane violation on the Rams. So South Central will get the possession. Tyson Jones checks in for South Central. As it looks like Brock Seegers will take a seat. Draven Gillespie walks up the floor for the Cougars. He gets the right side for Eli Heathen. Heathen to Nielsen at the top of the key. Nielsen's going to fire a three. That missed it short. Rebound tips into the hands of Williams. Williams trying to get it to Mason Suey. We have a whistle and a technical foul. A technical foul is going to go on one of the Rams. I didn't see what happened exactly, but I believe Ramsey is going to be whistled for a tech. The three referees are discussing what exactly happened. I couldn't tell exactly what happened as there was a scramble for the loose ball. I think both coaches are trying to hear what the verdict is. So it's going to be a technical foul, I believe. They're going to give that one actually to... trying to see who they're motioning for. I believe that a technical foul is going to go on Eli Heathand, actually. So the technical foul is going to go against... No, it's going to go against South Central. So the technical foul is going to go on Mason Suey. It's going to be his first personal, team number two of the quarter. And that's going to send Weston Nielsen to the line for two free throws. So the referee is talking with head coaches Jeff Babs and Landon Zerlini as the first free throw from Weston Nielsen is up and no good. That one rimmed out. 26-11, the Cougars with a 15-point lead. And the second free throw attempt up, and good. So Weston Nielsen converts one of two at the free throw line. And the Cougars now lead by 16, 27-11. 27-11. South Central with a 16-point lead. Cooper Tedrick and Stephen Keegan Snyder and Jacob Cox will check in for the Rams. And Bladen McCloskey and Mason Suey will take a seat. 6:10 left to go in the first half. As Weston Nielsen set to inbound on the left sideline. Ball is in to Draven Gillespie. Gillespie walks it up the floor. Gets it now over on the left wing to Heathen. Heathen spins, has his pass stolen away by Max Rice. Rice drives inside and lays it up for two. Steal in a bucket for Max Rice. That's a turnover on the Cougars. They're 7. Cuts the deficit now to 14, 27-13. 5:47 left to go in the second half. As Draven Gillespie with it. gets it left wing, now in the corner to, or the Heaston, excuse me, Heaston, back now to Weston Nielsen. Nielsen dribbles near half court, drives inside, kicks it out to Heaston. Heaston drives, as we have a whistle and a jump ball, and the possession arrow will favor South Central. Waylon Williams tried to come in and strip the ball away from Heaston. As a jump ball was the call. And we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Landon Zerlini. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well. You're listening to the basketball action of the FNB Community Bank Marbury Grove Turkey Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
Markets go up and markets go down, but your financial future shouldn't be viewed as a roller coaster. When things feel uncertain, you likely have questions about your investments, your retirement, and your financial plan. What steps can you take advantage of the ups and downs? This is a good time to ask certified financial planner Scott Kramer. He's here to help. Reach out today and start the conversation. Located at FNB Financial Advisors here in Vandalia, call Scott at 618-283-5211 for a consultation. That's 618-283-5211.
27-13 is South Central with a lead with 5:27 left to go. Is out of the timeout. Weston Nielsen fires a three. It's no good. And the rebound is pitched out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. So South Central will maintain possession. 14-point lead for the Cougars. They've led by as much as 16. Nielsen sets it inbound on the near side, or the near baseline, excuse me. And he gets it into Hudson Moore. Moore out to Draven Gillespie. Gillespie now back to Nielsen. Nielsen takes a fadeaway jumper, no good. And the rebound is pulled in by Waylon Williams. Williams looking to go coast to coast. Drives inside and nearly loses it, but kept alive by Keegan Snyder. We have a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be a reach on the Cougars. Foul's going to go against Isaac Garretta. It's his first personal. Team's third. So Tyson Jones will take a seat, and Brock Seegers will return. Ball is inbounded to Short. Short kicks out to Rice. Rice fires a left wing three, and that one goes. That one goes down as the deficit is trimmed now to 11, 27-16. 4:57 left to go in the second half, or the second quarter, excuse me, as Weston Nielsen has it at the left wing. Now at the corner to Hudson Moore. Moore, guarded by Waylon Williams, comes off a screen from Brock Seegers, looking to drive inside, shot up in the lane, no good, as they're going to be a whistle and a travel on Hudson Moore, turnover on South Central, their eight. So Max Rice sets the inbound, and he gets it in to Snyder. Snyder now back to Rice as the Rams get across half court. In the corner, this is a three on the way from Hudson. Short, that one can't get the friendly roll, and the rebound is hauled down by South Central. This is Draven Gillespie with it. Get past to Nielsen. Nielsen step back for three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Garretas. Garretas gets it to Moore. Moore fadeaway jumper from the baseline, no good. Rebound now out to Brock Seegers. We have a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will favor the Rams. 27-16. As Max Rice will take a seat, Blaine McCloskey will return. That's inbound is Keegan Snyder. He tries to get into McCloskey, but it's tipped and into the hands of Stewie. Stewie down low to Jacob Cox. No good. Rebound tipped now back to McCloskey. His shot is up, no good, but he is whistled and fouled. So Blaine McCloskey will go to the line for two. Foul, I believe, is going to go on Brock Seegers. His first personal team foul, number four for the Cougars. So the next foul for South Central will result in free throws being shot. As with 4:06 left to go in the half, McCloskey's free throw attempt on the way is up. And no good. left side. 0 for 3 at the line is Blayden McCloskey. Rams are 0 for 5 as a team. Second free throw from McCloskey on the way. Up. And no good. He missed that one short. Rebound tipped right to the re-entered Eli Heaston. Heaston walks up to 4-4 South Central. Hounded by Jacob Cox. Gets it to Draven Gillespie. Gillespie sets up the Cougar offense. Now back to Nielsen. Nielsen trying to spin left. Puts up a shot in the lane. Banks it in for two. Weston Nielsen with the bucket as he's got 17. And the Cougars lead is back out to 13-29-16. 3:39 left to go in the half. Jacob Cox with it at the right wing. Comes off a screen from Snyder. Trying to spin baseline, but he's cut off by Gillespie. Now a dribble handoff to Snyder. Snyder fires a right corner three. That one's no good as we have a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Ramsey. That one's going to go on McCloskey. It's his second personal. Team foul number three. 29-16. The lead is 13-4 South Central. Eli Heathstand walks it up to four. Now a dribble handoff to Nielsen. Nielsen in the corner for Moore. Moore dumps it down low to Brock Seegers, who lays it in no good. And the rebound is pulled down by McCloskey. McCloskey trying to go coast to coast. Instead gets it to Jacob Cox, who fires the right wing three. No good. We have a whistle and a foul. That one's going to go on Noah Denton, his first. We're going to get Noah Denton for a over the back. As the ball is inbounded to Eli Heaston. Heaston gets it top of the key to Nielsen. Now back into the corner to Moore. Moore down low to Seegers. Seegers trying to back down McCloskey. Puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound tips to the hands of Draven Gillespie. Gillespie now to Heaston. Heaston drives to the elbow. Picks it out to Moore. Moore comes off a screen from Seegers, but they're going to whistle him for a travel. It's going to be a turnover on South Central. They're ninth. 2:44 left to go in the half. As McCloskey tries to kick it out on the left sideline. As Hudson Moore's wanting a little bit of an explanation from the official. As we are set to resume play. 2:44 left to go in the half. South Central leads by 13, 29-16. Ball is inbounded to Noah Denton. Denton out to Snyder. Snyder drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Keegan Snyder as he split the defense and was able to lay it into two. South Central now with it as Nielsen tries to fire three from the top of the key, and that one goes down. Weston Nielsen with 20 first half points as he's got 20 of the 32. On the other side, Jacob Cox puts up a floater of the lane, and that one goes down as the Rams trying to battle back as we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Zerlini. It is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here as the Cougars lead by 12, 32-20 with 2:19 left to go in the first half. Weston Nielsen leads all scorers with 20. Rams are led in scoring by Blayden McCloskey with 5. As Landon Zerlini, the first-year head coach for the Cougars, visibly frustrated with how their defense has been at times. As the huddle has broken for both sides. And Weston Nielsen set to take it out on the far baseline. 2:19 left to go in the half. As Nielsen inbounds it to Eli Heaston. Eli Heaston walks up the floor for South Central. Heaston gets it to Gillespie. Gillespie hounded by Jacob Cox. Finds Hudson Moore down low. Moore puts up a pump fake. Now kicks it out to Heaston. Heaston looking to drive baseline. Now kicks it out in the corner to Moore. Moore steps inside the three-point line, fires the baseline jumper. That one's up and good. Jumper by Hudson Moore as a left corner three on the way from Noah Denton is up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen, left corner to Moore. Moore has a skip pass stolen away by the Rams. Turnover on South Central, their 10th. Right. It's to Denton. Denton, step back, three from the left corner, got it. Three-pointer from Noah Denton, his first points of the game, and the lead is back down to 11, 34-23. Weston Nielsen looking to answer with a left double jumper. That one's no good. Rebound tips inbound to Waylon Williams. Williams walks up the floor for the Rams, looking to go coast to coast. Puts up a shot in the lane, no good. And the rebound is pulled in by Draven Gillespie. 108 left to go in the half. South Central looking to slow it down. Hudson Moore with it at the left wing. Moore fires a deep three, no good. And the rebound once again pulled in by Waylon Williams. Williams again trying to go coast to coast. Now gets it to Jacob Cox, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hudson Moore. So the Rams will maintain the possession. 34-23, the lead is 11 for South Central. Inbound pass is tipped around, but it's hauled in by Max Rice. Rice gets it to Hudson Short. Short fires a three, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Nielsen dribbles around the volleyball line. Now gets it in the corner for Moore. Moore fires a left corner three, no good. Rebound in the hands of Hudson Short. Short drives, dumps it down to Rice. Rice gets it to Noah Denton, who lays it in for two. Basket by Noah Denton, his second. And the lead is now 9-4 South Central, 34-25. Looks like the Cougars will hold for the final shot as Gillespie gets across half court. 13 seconds. Gillespie drives, kicks it to Hudson Moore in the corner. Moore looking to drive. Sends, kicks it out to Nielsen. Nielsen tops the key for three. No good as that one goes out of bounds with 3.6 seconds left to go in the quarter. Cox to inbound. Max Rice lets it roll. He gets it at half court. Fires a half-court shot. That one is up. No good as it hits the Raptors with 4/10 of a second left. And realistically, all South Central can do is just inbound it with 4/10 of a second left as the shot attempt is no good as it hits the Raptors once again, and that is how the first half of play will come to an end. 34-25, the South Central Cougars with a 9-point lead over the Ramsey Rams at halftime. We'll step away for a bit, and when we come back, we'll have halftime numbers. You're listening to basketball action from the FNB Community Bank Ball Bear Grove Turkey Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Hi, this is Chrissy Hipscher from Wilms & Associates. For all of your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That is one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center. Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia. Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
34-25. The lead is 9-4 South Central in this third and final game of the 2025 F&B Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. South Central led by as much as 16 in the second quarter, but Ramsey has taken advantage of a few turnovers and gotten some easy baskets to help them cut away at the deficit. Taking a look at some halftime numbers first for the Cougars. Leading all scorers at the half is Weston Nielsen. He has 20. 7 points from Hudson Moore, 5 points from Eli Heathand, and 2 points from Brock Segrist. I have the Cougars for 5 turnovers in the first half. On the other side for the Ramsey Rams, Max Rice leads them in scoring with 7 points, 5 points each from Bladen McCloskey and Noah Denton. Denton had all 5 of his points in the second quarter, and 4 points each from Jacob Cox and Tegan Schneider. I had the Rams for just 5 turnovers in the first half. 34-25, the South Central Cougars find themselves clinging to a 9-point lead at halftime of the second game, this third game of the second night of the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Turkey Tournament. A reminder, Erica Fultz will have the call of all 3 games on Wednesday with Father McGivney and Samuel Brownstown tipping off at 5:15, followed by Ramsey and Mount Olive at 6:45, and then Mulberry Grove and Lebanon at 8:15. Of course, there'll be no broadcast for you on Thanksgiving on Thursday, but on Friday, we'll be back at it with broadcasts from the Cumberland Thanksgiving Tournament. I'll have the call of the Vandals and the Marshall Lions. That game will be getting tipped off at around 4:30. And then, of course, we'll have to wait and see how things play out in all the local Thanksgiving tournaments to see how things will be looking on Championship Saturday. But be sure to check in on i70sports.com for updates on all area schools all winter long. Again, that is i70sports.com for sports updates all year long throughout the school season. 34-25, the South Central Cougars with a 9-point lead here at halftime. We will take one more break, and when we come back, we should be set for the second half. You're listening to basketball action from the 2025 F&B Community Bank Turkey Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call them at 618-699-5535.
34-25, the South Central Cougars with a 9-point lead over the Ramsey Rams as we are just about set for the start of this second half. South Central is led by as much as 16, but Ramsey has trimmed away at the deficit slowly but surely as the Cougars break their huddle first. Both teams going with their starting five. Aiden Hoover, Eli Heathen, Hudson Moore, Brock Seegers, and Weston Nielsen for South Central. And for the Rams, it is Jacob Cox, Blaine McCloskey, Max Rice, Hudson Short, and Mason Suey. Weston Nielsen sets the inbound on the left sideline as he gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover guarded tightly by Tegan Schneider. Left side, this is Eli Heathen. Heathen dumps it down low to Hoover, but his pass is too high and is stolen away by the Rams. Turnover on South Central, their 11th. Rice fires a three from the right wing. That's going to be short, and the rebound is holed in by Aiden Hoover. Hoover sat a majority of the second quarter with two fouls, so he's looking to stay out of foul trouble in the second half. Man-to-man defense being played as Heathen is left wide open, but the pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams, so the Cougars will maintain possession. Heathen set to inbound. Has his inbound pass stolen away by Tegan Schneider. Schneider looking to go coast to coast. Instead, he backs it out and slows it down for the Rams. Gets it right wing. A three on the way from Hudson Short is up no good, and the rebound is pulled in by Aiden Hoover. Hoover gets across half court for South Central. He's guarded tightly by Schneider. Schneider nearly tips it out, but it's in the hands of Brock Seegers. Seegers trying to get a skip pass to Draven Galicki, but it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. So Draven Galicki sets it inbound on the right sideline. Gets it into Nielsen. Nielsen steps into a three, misses short, and the rebound is pulled down by McCloskey. McCloskey trying to go coast to coast. Drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound, however, but it's tipped away and stolen by the Cougars. Turnover on the Rams, they're six. Nielsen has it at the right wing. Looking to drive, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound is tipped around and kept alive by McCloskey. McCloskey gets it to Jacob Cox. Cox at the right wing, extends the elbow a little bit too much. We have a whistle and a charge taken by Aiden Hoover. It's going to be a foul on the Rams. Jacob Cox, his first personal, team first of the quarter. 6:32 left to go in the half. Both teams have been held scoreless so far. Aiden Hoover will walk up the floor for South Central. Gets to the left side to Nielsen. Nielsen trying to get it into Eli Heathen, but it's stolen away by the Rams. Turnover on South Central, their 12th. Then Ramsey throws a skip pass that goes out of bounds, so a turnover on their own. So South Central will maintain the possession. Aiden Hoover slowly walks up the floor for South Central. He gets it at the right wing for Nielsen. Nielsen to Seagrass, back to Nielsen, now in the corner for Gillespie. Gillespie looking to drive, comes off a screen from Nielsen. Nielsen fires a left wing three, no good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of McCloskey. McCloskey looking to go coast to coast. Jumps it down to Cox. Cox kicks it out to Snyder. Snyder looking to drive inside. He nearly has a strip, but it was last touched by Eli Houston. So the Rams will maintain possession. Waylon Williams and Noah Denton will check in. Hudson Short and Keegan Snyder will take a seat. Denton set to inbound. And he gets it in to McCloskey. McCloskey to Rice. Rice fires the right corner. Three, got it. Three-pointer from Max Rice as he's cracked double digits as the lead has now been trimmed to 6, 34-28. Nielsen looking to drive left. Fadeaway jumper from 10 feet out is up and good. Basket by Weston Nielsen as it's out to a 9-point lead once again, 36-28. Now a steal by South Central. South Central looking to slow it down. Left corner, this is Houston. Houston spins, puts up a baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tipped and in the hands of McCloskey. McCloskey a skip pass to Denton. Denton up in the lane, but he picked up his pivot foot. So that's going to be a travel. Turnover on the Rams, their ninth. 36-28. The lead is 9 for South Central. The lead is 8. As Isaac Goretas will check in. And looks like it's going to be Heathman who will take a seat as they have a whistle and a foul. As Max Rice is going to be called for a push. It's going to be his first personal team foul, number 2. Isaac Goretas set to inbound. Gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover trying to drive baseline. But throws a pass out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on South Central. Their 13th. Substitution in as Gillespie will, Eli Houston will check back in, and Aiden Hoover will take a seat. Ball is inbounded to Jacob Cox. Cox drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Waylon Williams. Williams out to Rice. Rice back to Williams. Williams fires a three from the top of the key, no good. Rebound is tipped around and into the hands of Brock Seagrass. Seagrass gets it to Houston. Houston to Gillespie. Now to Nielsen, a left wing three. Rattles won't fall. Rebound pulled in by Seagrass. Seagrass misses it, but gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Goretas. Goretas swings it to Nielsen. His three-point is up no good. We have a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession error will favor the Rams. Nielsen's not been shooting it as efficiently as he was in the first half. Only been held to 2 points. As the three-point shot has not been there for him in the half. South Central still leads by 8. 36-28. South Central with the lead with 4:23 left to go in the third quarter. Blaine McCloskey sets the inbound on the far baseline. Gets it in to Max Rice. Rice comes off a screen from Denton. In the corner for Williams, who fires a three. Not missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. So South Central will get the ball with 4:14 left to go in the third quarter. Keegan Snyder and Hudson Short will check in. Jacob Cox and Bladen McCloskey will take a seat. 4:14 left to go in the quarter as the ball is inbounded to Houston. Houston now gets it to Nielsen. Nielsen with it at the left wing now gets it in the corner to Houston. Houston out to Gillespie. Gillespie guarded tightly by Rice. Now a skip pass back to Houston. Houston drives to the elbow, kicks it out to Nielsen. Nielsen double-teamed, but he keeps the dribble alive. Breaks it, gets it to Gillespie. Gillespie drives baseline, kicks it out to Goretas. Left corner three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Seagrass. Seagrass now to Houston. Houston to the free throw line, dumps it down to Seagrass. Seagrass immediately double-teamed, and we have a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will favor. No, they're going to get a foul, actually. Going to get a foul on, I believe, Noah Denton. That's going to be his second personal. 15th third of the quarter. So they're going to say it was a bit of a handshake call on Denton. So South Central gets the ball with 3:40 left to go. Dumps down pass to Brock Seegers as he lays it up for two. Brock Seegers with the bucket. And the South Central lead is back to 10, 38-28. Denton on the other end drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane and hits. Noah Denton with the bucket. It's back to a single point, or a single digit lead, excuse me, for South Central, 38-30. Easton has it, looking to drive baseline. Double team, but puts up a floater in the lane as he was able to fake out the defenders, and he gets the floater to fall in for two. Back to a 10-point lead. In the corner to William Williams. Williams kicks it out to Short for three, and that one's up and good. Three-pointer for Hudson Short as he gets his first three of the night. And it's down to a seven-point lead as Nielsen looking to answer on the other end. That ball's up no good. Rebound tips around into the hands of Goretas. Goretas puts up a shot in the lane, misses, but he is whistled and fouled. So Isaac Goretas will go to the line for two free throws. Foul's going to go on Waylon Williams. It's going to be his second personal. Team foul number four. So the first free throw attempt on the way from Isaac Red as it is up and no good as it missed the left iron. So Hoover will check in. And Draven Gillespie will take a seat. Second free throw attempt is up and good as that got the friendly roll. This is back to a 8-point lead, 41-33. Noah Denton has it, gets it right side for Tegan Schneider. He's going to take a step back three, missed it short, and the rebound is taken by Hoover. Hoover guarded tightly by Schneider, gets it across the half court to Nielsen. Nielsen drives, pulls up just inside the three-point arc, no good. Rebound pulled down by Seegers, who puts it up back for two. Basket by Brock Seegers. Just back to a 10-point lead, 43-33. Waylon Williams trying to answer with a three of his own, because that's up no good as we have a foul on the rebound. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Noah Denton. That's going to be his third. That's going to result in free throws, as that is the fifth personal foul. As I believe it's going to be Brock Seegers taking the free throw. The referees are discussing who got fouled on that. And it looks like it's going to be Aiden Hoover who's going to take the free throws. So Aiden Hoover at the free throw line looking for his first points of the night. And trying to extend the lead to 12. 2:17 left to go in the third quarter, 43-33. The lefty Hoover with his first free throw attempt on the way. It is up and no good. This is long. As he has one more on the way. Hoover with his second free throw attempt on the way. It is up. And no good. Miss them both. As the rebound is tipped around and pulled down by Bladen McCloskey. McCloskey across half court. Dumps it down to Rice. Rice get past to Snyder. Snyder nearly has it tipped away, but the Rams keep the possession alive. Noah Denton tries to skip past to Rice, but it's stolen away by South Central. Turnover on the Rams, their 10th. Aiden Hoover walks up the floor for the Cougars. Gerbil handoff to Nielsen. Nielsen skip past to Heaston. Heaston looking to drive inside, kicks out to Goretas. Goretas back to Heaston, now over to Hoover. Hoover dribbles up the elbow, fadeaway jumper from 10, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by McCloskey. 1:35 left to go in the quarter. McCloskey drives, kick out to Rice. Left corner three, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Hoover. Aiden Hoover guarded tightly by Tegan Snyder, and Hoover now gets across half court. Into the hands of Seegers. Seegers trying to back down McCloskey. Hook shot on the way is up and no good, and the rebound is pulled down by McCloskey. 1:10 left to go in the quarter. McCloskey gets it to Cox. Right corner three is up and no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Aiden Hoover. 1 minute left to go in the quarter. Hoover slowly walks up to 4-4 South Central. Gets it in the left corner to Eli Heaston. Heaston trying to drive baseline, base cut off by Cox. Spins around, drives into the lane, double team, dumps it down to Segrist. Segrist trying to kick it out to Isaac Garetta, but some miscommunication is going to lead to a turnover on the Cougars. They're 14th. So Owen Warner will check in for the round. And Hudson Moore will return to the floor for South Central. Weston Nielsen will take a seat for, I believe, the first time tonight as the ball is inbounded to Snyder. Snyder gets across half court, gets it in the corner to Warner. Warner trying to drive baseline, kicks out to Cox. Cox fires a right corner three. That's no good, and the rebound is hauled down by Garetta. Now Hoover with it with 28 seconds left. South Central might want to hold for the final shot, as it looks like they will. Hudson Moore has it. He's guarded tightly by Jacob Cox. We have a whistle and a foul on Jacob Cox. It's going to be his second. We're going to say Cox is a little too handsy with Hudson Moore, and that's going to lead Hudson Moore going to the line for two. 19 seconds left to go in the quarter. As Moore's first free throw attempt on the way. Up. No good. Lead will stay at 10, 43-33. As Moore's second free throw attempt on the way. Up and no good. Missed them both. Rebound hits around into the hands of McCloskey. Rams will have the last shot if they want it, but it's stolen away by South Central. Turnover on the Rams, they're 11. Greta drives baseline, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound hits around to Heaston. Heaston puts up a shot over McCloskey, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Warner. Warner with 2 seconds, gets across that court. Warner to Cox. Cox at the buzzer, missed it short. And that is how the third quarter will come to an end. 43-33, the South Central Cougars with a 10-point lead over the Rams after three quarters of play. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter here on WKRB.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash-and-fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash, where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft-touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com. Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating. Drive-up window and carryouts are available at Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
43-33. The lead is 10 for South Central entering the fourth quarter. South Central has led by as much as 16. But Ramsey has been able to cut the deficit to as little as 6. Isaac Red is with it. At the left wing, gets it to Aiden Hoover. Hoover top of the key to Nielsen. Nielsen fires a three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Rice. Rice gets it to McCloskey, but it's tipped around and stolen away by, no, it's kept alive by the Rams. A right wing three on the way from Rice up, no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds, last touched by the Rams. The South Central will maintain the possession. 7:38 left to go in the quarter. Aiden Hoover slowly walks up the floor for South Central. Gets across the timeline. Now over to Heaston. Heaston now to Nielsen. Nielsen back to Heaston. Down low to Segrist. Segrist immediately double team, kicks it out to Heaston. Fires a left wing three. Missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Greta. Floater is up, no good. And the rebound is tipped around by the Rams, but it's stolen away by South Central. Turnover on the Rams, they're 12. We have a whistle and a foul. That one, I believe, is going to go on Max Rice, his second. 43-33. as the ball is inbounded to Hoover. 7-11 left to go in the fourth quarter. Dribble handoff to Nielsen. Nielsen now to Gallister, to Heason, excuse me. Double team is Segrist. Now he kicks it back out to Heason. Heason comes off a screen from Goretas. Now over to Hoover. Hoover looking to drive inside. Picked up by Max Wright. Back out to Goretas. Goretas. Now to Segrist. Over to Nielsen. 6:47 left to go in the ballgame. He's guarded tightly by Waylon Williams. Nielsen drives to the elbow, puts up a shot in the lane and hits. Basket by Weston Nielsen, his first points since the third quarter. He's got 24 for the game. The Cougars lead by 12. Now a three on the way from Williams is up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by South Central. 45-33. South Central with a 12-point lead. They've led by as much as 16 as we have a whistle and a foul. And that one's going to go on, I believe, Noah Denton. And if so, that's going to be his fourth. And we're going to give that one to Hudson Short. So the foul's going to go on Hudson Short, his second, as Waylon Williams will take a seat. And Keegan Snyder will check in. Ball is inbounded to Nielsen. Nielsen gets across half court for South Central. 6:13 left to go in the quarter as Nielsen looking to drive inside. Floater in the lane is up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Snyder. Snyder to McCloskey. McCloskey drives inside. Pops up in the lane. Hits and it's fouled. Well, they're going to call that on the floor, actually. So the foul is called before the shot. So the lead will remain 12 for South Central. As McCloskey sets an inbound. Inbounds it to Snyder. Snyder drives, dumps it down low to Max Wright, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars. So the Rams will maintain possession. Bladen McCloskey sets the inbound. Gets it into Jacob Cox. Cox drives inside. Kicks it back out to McCloskey. McCloskey double team. Gets it to Rice. Rice back out to Cox. Cox fires it right corner. Three. Got it. Three-pointer from Jacob Cox. And the deficit is trimmed down to 9:45-36. Weston Nielsen with it, gets across the timeline. 5:38, let's go in the quarter. Driving baseline is Heason. Heason gets it to Goretta. His three-pointer is up no good. Rebound hits around, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by South Central. 45-36. South Central leads by 9. Now the South Central coming out in a 1-2-2 zone, it looks like, as the ball is tipped around out of bounds as Jacob Cox was trying to catch a pass from Keegan Snyder, but Ramsey will maintain the possession. Ball is inbounded to Short, who fires a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Goretas. Goretas gets it to Aiden Hoover. Hoover now to Nielsen. Nielsen with it at the left wing. Has his pass stolen away by Max Rice. Rice looking to drive up inside and lays it in for two. Steal in the bucket by Max Rice as he's got 10 points for the Rams. Turnover on South Central. That's going to be their 15th as Nielsen fires a left wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Segrist. Segrist looking to drive baseline. Dumps it down low to Hoover. Hoover power dribble in the lane and hit. Basket by Aiden Hoover as he's got 2 points on the night. And the lead is back to 47-38 as Keegan Snyder looking to drive inside and hit. Basket by Keegan Snyder. And it's down to a 7-point lead, 47-40 for South Central. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by South Central. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Are you looking to build a new home in 2025? If so, come check out Pine Ridge Homes in Vandalia. We're a local Southern Illinois builder with homes currently under construction in 7 different counties. We offer the newest designs and trends and customized plans to meet your personal tastes. We offer ground-up construction from our one-stop shop showrooms, handling all aspects of your construction through our project management team. For the most home, highest quality, and best value in Southern Illinois, come see Pine Ridge Homes for your new home build. You can also find us on Facebook.
47-40, the lead is 7-4 South Central. 4:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. South Central's led by as much as 16, as this is the closest Ramsey's been in a while. Ball is inbounded to Aiden Hoover. Hoover has his pass stolen away by McCloskey. Turnover on the Cougars. Their 16th, as Keegan Snyder drives in the lane, hits and is fouled. And Keegan Snyder looking to go to the line to convert the three-point play. Foul's going to go on Aiden Hoover. It's his third personal. Team foul number two. So Snyder with a chance to cut it to a four-point lead. As it is up and no good. But he gets his own rebound, however, and gets a skip pass to McCloskey. McCloskey drives inside, shot up in the lane and hit. Passed by Blaine McCloskey. It's down to a three-point lead, 47-44. Weston Nielsen has it. Looking to drive left. Puts up a shot in the lane, misses. A lot of contact, no foul. Ramsey with a chance to take or to tie it. Max Rice looking to drive inside as he is bumped by Nielsen. He's going to be whistled and fouled by Nielsen. It's going to be his second personal, team foul number three. Upton Moore will check in for Isaac Garrettis. As McCloskey set to inbound. Gets it into Snyder. Snyder at the top of the key. Dumps it down low to short. Short out to Jacob Cox. Cox guarded tightly by Weston Nielsen. Looking to drive left. Kicks out to McCloskey. McCloskey for the tie. No good. And it goes out of bounds as Keegan Snyder tried to jump over Hudson Moore to tip it out. Or tip it off of Hudson Short, But it goes out of bounds and it's going to stay with South Central. So Brock Seeger set to inbound on the near baseline. Ramsey coming out in a bit of a full court man-to-man look as Aiden Hoover walks up the floor. Gets it to Weston Nielsen. Nielsen right side for Moore. Moore looking to drive, dumps it down low to Seeger. Seeger turns around, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Rams. Rams have a chance to tie the game. Snyder looks at the three, didn't take it. Step back, and he's going to be whistled and called for a travel. It's going to be a turnover on the Rams, their 13th. 47-44, the lead is 3-4 South Central. They've led by as much as 16. As Hoover walks up the floor for the Cougars. 3:05 left to go in the fourth quarter. He's guarded tightly by Snyder. Hoover gets it right wing to Nielsen, who fires a deep three and got it to fall. Weston Nielsen, 4 feet behind the three-point line and buries the three as lead is back to 7:50-44. Snyder looking to answer with a three of his own. That one's no good. Rebound hauled down by Weston Nielsen. Nielsen with 24 points on the night as he gets across half court for the Cougars. We have a whistle and a foul on Keegan Snyder. It's going to be his fourth personal. Second personal foul for Keegan Snyder. Team foul number three. So Eli Heaston set to inbound on the left sideline. Gets it into Nielsen. Nielsen gets it to Heaston, dumps it down low to Hudson Moore. Moore backs in, puts up a shot in the lane, but he is whistled and fouled before the shot. So it's going to be a foul on Jacob Cox. His third personal, team foul number five. That's going to send Hudson Moore to the line for two free throws. Hudson Moore at the line for two free throws. His first one on the way. It is up and good. Free throw by Hudson Moore. It's a eight-point lead for South Central. As we have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Rams, it is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRV.
Husick Motors in Vandalia would like to encourage everyone to shop local throughout this year. Shopping locally has many benefits, including economic, environmental, and social benefits. Shopping local creates more jobs than shopping at chain stores or online. For every $100 spent at local businesses, 68 of those dollars stay in the local community. This message for shopping local brought to you by Husick Motors on Sunset Drive in Vandalia. Visit them online at husicks.com.
51-44. The lead is 8-4 South Central. South Central is led by as much as 16, but Ramsey has been able to stay alive by forcing turnovers, and they've trailed by as little as 3 just a few moments ago, but a couple of buckets, and a 3 from Weston Nielsen have gotten the Cougars back out to a 8-point lead is Hudson Moore looking to make his second free throw attempt. It is up and good. He goes 2 for 2 at the line, and the lead is back out to 52-44. 52-44, the lead for South Central. Down low to Rice. Rice puts up a shot in the lane and hits. Basket by Max Rice, his second of the quarter. It is back to a 52-46 lead for South Central. Aiden Hoover gets across half court, looking to drive. At the top of the key, gets it to Hudson Moore. Moore goes behind the back, drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Moore. And this, excuse me, to Hoover. Hoover, little Euro step in the lane, up no good, and the rebound is pulled down by McCloskey. McCloskey with it, Rams trail by 6. Drives inside, kicks it to Rice. Rice gives it a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Max Rice as he has 6 points in the fourth quarter, as South Central has their lead now trimmed to 4. 52-48, the two-possession lead for South Central, as Hoover finds a wide-open Weston Nielsen, who makes a nice backdoor cut and lays it in for 2. 54-48, as we have a whistle and a foul, as Jacob Cox tried to extend the arm a little bit too much to create separation, as Weston Nielsen inbounds it to Aiden Hoover. Hoover across half court, minute 20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. South Central trying to bleed as much of this clock as they can, as Aiden Hoover has it. Hoover finds a wide open Weston Nielsen underneath the basket, who lays it up no good, but the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touched by McCloskey, and the Cougars will maintain possession. 54-48, the lead is 6-4 South Central. Aiden Hoover set to inbound, and he gets it into Nielsen. Nielsen fires a right corner 3 and got it to fall. Weston Nielsen once again with a 3-pointer, and the Cougars lead by 32. Excuse me, Cougars lead 57-48 as Nielsen has 32 for the night. We have a whistle and a foul as McCloskey went to drive inside. Missed it, but he will go to the line for 2 free throws. McCloskey 0 for 4 on the night with the free throw attempt. First free throw attempt on the way is up and good. Back to an 8-point deficit for the Rams, 57-49. McCloskey's second free throw attempt. Up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Hoover. Hoover gets it to Nielsen. Nielsen back to Hoover. South Central gets across half court. 58-1, seconds left to go in the contest. Hoover drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane and hits. Basket by Aiden Hoover, as that might be the dagger, as South Central gets out back to a 10-point game. 3 on the way from Jacob Cox is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen gets it to Aiden Hoover, who gets across half court. And South Central looking to kill some clock. This is nearly stolen away by the Rams, as it was, but the Ramsey guard Max Rice was whistled for a travel. So the Cougars, will get the ball right back with 26.7 seconds left. 59-49, the lead is 10-4 South Central with 26.7 seconds left, as the Cougars looking to just kill some clock. Ball inbounded to Aiden Hoover. Hoover gets it in the hands of Hudson Moore. Moore to Segrist. Now over to Nielsen. 15 seconds left at South Central. Will just hold this ball and dribble out the last 10 seconds as they will improve to 1-1 on the season and 1-1 in pool play with a 59-49 win over the Ramsey Rams here in the their second game of the Fall Bear Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. 59-49 is our final. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
Are you ready for old man winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service any make or model. Stumbaugh's also carry a complete line of air filtration and indoor air quality products to eliminate problems with allergies and dust. And don't forget that whole house humidifier to take care of those dry sinuses and annoying static electricity problems. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today at 283-0142 or stop by 329 South First Street in Vandalia. Check them out on the web at stumbaugh's.com. Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning is your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products, including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
Bank of Hillsboro is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. Still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsboro, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels, but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. They customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen, and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by the showroom or call 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations, off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
I did, I will, I am. Just a few simple words symbolic of the growth and opportunity that alumni, high school graduates, and current students enjoy at Kaskaskia College. With dozens of rewarding career and trade programs to choose from, KC offers real-world curriculum, giving graduates every advantage for a promising career. Interested in a four-year degree? Our transfer programs can jumpstart your way to earning a bachelor's. To learn more, visit kaskaskia.edu today, because success starts here.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
59-49, the South Central Cougars come away with a 10-point win over the Ramsey Rams in the final game of night number two of the 2025 FNB Community Bank Mulberry Grove Turkey Tournament, leading the Cougars in scoring and leading all scorers in the contest with 32 points was Weston Nielsen. Hudson Moore was second with the Cougars in 9 points, 7 points from Eli Heestand, 4 points from Aiden Hoover, 1 point from Isaac Redes, and 6 points from Brock Segris. I had South Central for 17 turnovers in the ballgame. On the other side for the Ramsey Rams, they were led in scoring by Max Rice with 16 points, 8 points each from Keegan Snyder and Bladen McCoskey, 7 points each from Noah Denton and Jacob Cox, and 3 points from Hudson Short. I had the Rams for 14 turnovers in the ballgame. 59-49, the South Central Cougars come away with a win to improve to 1-1 on the season and 1-1 in pool play of the tournament. Ramsey falls to 0-1. On the season and 0-1 in pool play. Ramsey will be back in action tomorrow against Mount Olive at 6:45. And South Central will be back in action on Friday at 6:45 to take on Mount Olive. So a reminder for our broadcast schedule for tomorrow, Erica Fultz will have the call of all three games from the Mulberry Grove Turkey Tournament, starting with Father McGivney and Cinema Brownstown at 5:15. Then Ramsey and Mulberry, or Mount Olive, excuse me, at 6:45. Then Mulberry Grove and Lebanon at 8:15, and all three of those games will be found on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. 59-49 is our final from this second night of the Mulberry Grove Turkey Tournament. For Gavin Renfro back in the studio, I'm Isaac Isringhausen saying good night from Mulberry Grove High School.
Games from the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, are brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, Vandalia, First National Bank of Brownstown, Disc Trucking and Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brannon, and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Marianne's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Spin & Spray, Shelley's Burger Station, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Hosick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Cooling, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Constitution Bank, Lock Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's.